This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Showed up fine. Friday I got trapped on my mind. First you love me, and then you fade away.
Christy McGee.
I can't go on believing this.
I'm with Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood. What's his face that was married to? Who is it? Was he ever married to Stevie Nicks? Or did they just live together?
No, I think they were just having an affair at Buckingham.
Yeah, Lindsay Buckingham. Yeah. All right, well, at any rate, that's the way to get us into another Monday hour. It's the 9th of October. It's the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen, to celebrate not Columbus Day and not Indigenous Peoples Day, but Native American Day. I am tired of all of the huzzerai and the go around in circles and this is politically correct and that isn't. Columbus was a jerk. And there should be nothing that honors him. Indigenous people is politically correct jargon for the natives, the people who were here when Columbus came over and made the mess that he made. So this is a day to honor the native communities, as far as I'm concerned. This land was theirs for centuries, and they got screwed over pretty much by the white guys. And I chuckle about that because in history books have been so wrong in creating. And then people said, well, how do you know? Well, the Indians tried to kill all the white men.
Hi. Well, 1492, that was your year of senior year in high school.
You're digging a bigger hole. A big hole. There you go. Okay. Anyway, a lot of... So, I love you.
Columbus used to put Doug in a locker.
Now you're going to really... You know, very nice. A food locker to be eaten by the biggest spider. Did you see the story about this woman who found an enormous pregnant spider on her in her office?
Yeah, this is terrifying.
Oh, my God. Oh, good.
First of all, that's one of those things you can't squash it because then it just goes like the little baby spiders go everywhere.
How did they know it was pregnant? I got to know.
Well, I think because it dropped a bunch of its eggs afterwards. It's really, this is gross. I don't want to tell this story. It's too damn gross. I got to spend at least another minute on Native American Day, because I there's something about a totem pole that intrigues me. There used to be.
I never thought I'd hear today.
You've been around me for a long time. You know, you're supposed to expect the unexpected. There was a place called Norumbega Park in Newton, which is about 14 miles from me, and there was a big, basically a Native American camp that was there, and they created this whole Indian sort of lifestyle, and it was an amusement park, really. They called it Norumbega Park, and outside are these two huge totem poles. And for those who don't know what a totem pole, James, there we go. James, do you know what a totem pole is?
Yeah, we've actually talked about this before, I think. Yeah, it's like they have...
I think we did, yes.
Yeah, it's a long, usually wooden pole that has usually spiritualistic...
Fine. Yep, right. And the natives use them to connect to the great spirits.
Right.
That's exactly right. Okay, so anyway, there's a 36-foot tall memorial pole that was created by somebody in, I think out in British Columbia, that has been brought here to celebrate. This is about this was something that was in Canada for about 100 years, but it was brought over from Scotland, I think. And it was all done as a tribute to the natives. And so that's why I talk about it today, because, you know, fall is, I think, schools go back into session, supposedly the season of learning. We're excited about, you know, once you get into the wintertime, you're not excited about anything, especially going to school, learning new things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are real conversations to be had on a day like today when I think it's ridiculous that we are not in school. We're off, you know, wasting time doing whatever instead of taking advantage of the opportunities to learn what this day is really all about. People think this is just something that happened in the West. The street that I live on was part of the old Underground Railroad. And there are little encampments underneath it. As a matter of fact, the house that I lived in when I was married had a huge space next to a huge fireplace where they used to hide the natives from the revolutionists, if you will. And there are other, it isn't just Nevada and Wyoming, and the upper Midwest, Wisconsin, Michigan, a lot of places where the natives live. There's not a place, the state of Ohio, every single county in Ohio is named after an Indian tribe. So they're all over the place. Now, the reason that we call them Indians is because Columbus, being the knucklehead that he was, took off and was going to India to find new trade routes, and he came to America and thought, okay, here we are, and no, we're not. But he still referred to the people who live here as Indians, and that's how that all got started, as silly as it is. I'm comfortable calling them natives. Are you? Because that's kind of what they were. Yes,
it's
no?
It's actually falling out of favor, though.
Yeah.
What, natives?
Most will prefer their specific tribal name.
Okay.
But the groups typically more so go for American Indian or Indigenous American. That's mm-hmm. what's preferred by many Native people. We're Native American, although widely used in the past. It is, again, falling out of favor.
Well, not with me. But then I tend not to go along with the rest of the crowd anyway, so that's the way it is. Here's the story of before we get into Israel and stuff, a 200-pound pet tortoise escaped in the wilds of Dallas there, James. You see the story? Do you know the story about this pet turtle that escaped? Apparently they found it had been gone for 5 weeks.
Was it fast or something? Like what?
It must have been. To be on these highways? Absolutely.
I saw this when I've been talking about being in the hay field over the weekend. I was baling hay on Saturday afternoon. And this guy comes running over to me. Stop, stop, stop! So I thought, well, there's something wrong. What happened? And he says, there's a turtle over there. And I don't want you to run over him. I said to him, I'm not in the habit of running over turtles, sir. But this is hiding in the grass. So he ran over to the turtle, and he stood near it, and he pointed to it, and I went over and checked it out myself. There's this big snapping turtle. It was wandering. It had wandered across the road and had gotten into the field, and I just wanted to. I did. I watched it as it went into the woods. They're all over the place, around here anyway, and snappers are kind of dangerous. These pet turtles are not, but snappers
what
are.
What are the snappers?
You have to get them from, like, behind.
Yeah. They'll bite your finger off or whatever they can get a hold of. Powerful grip. They just rip off whatever they get a hold of.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone who does see a turtle on the road and wants to help them finish crossing the road. Don't
take
them back. If they're facing one way but they're closer to the one side, don't just put them back because they're going to keep trying to cross the road. Just help them all the way across.
They want to go to the other side. Yep, exactly. Okay. This weekend, ancient human footprints were found in New Mexico, according to carbon dating, 21,000 years old. These were the real Americans, the first Americans. Out in what is now New Mexico, right?
Is carbon dating was Mexico. Like Tinder?
You were on a roll.
You are. All right, let's see. The last bit of juicy information for Tom Brady fans. The jersey that he wore in the last game of his NFL career up at auction. It could become the most valuable football jersey ever sold, you think? Yeah, right. Okay. Israel. and what to do. You made a comment earlier. I wanted you to spend a little bit more time on it, Jennifer. Getting the House of Representatives, this may be a good thing, in a manner of speaking, because if there's anything good that comes out of it from our perspective, is getting the natives settled down in the House because they'll want to help Israel. And, you know, maybe that goes in place of Ukraine. I don't know how these guys, I think you were talking about Jordan. Jordan doesn't like Ukrainian aid, does he? Am I right on
Jordan,
that?
Both Jordan and Scalise, I think, have been pretty loud about getting more accountability for Ukraine aid and tying it to everything. So that's one. But I think Israel's going to be a whole different story. The images over the weekend, I think, captured people's hearts as to what they're going through. So a couple of things. I've got a couple friends that are sitting in Congress who have already expressed to me that this was not going to be a dramatic fight for the speaker, that they were going to actually start debates behind closed doors, that they were going to have a vote before they moved it to the floor, so that basically it was predetermined, so that you didn't have the 15 rounds of fighting time around. Yeah. So that was what I had heard from last week. I would imagine that's even more true today, because you need a functioning House of Representatives if we're going to work on funding and aid. And I know people bristle going, oh, God, more spending. But that's exactly what's going to happen here. And so the House, I think, is probably in less dramatic a fashion going to need a speaker so that they can get back to regular order. I don't know who is going to acquiesce. I'd imagine Steve Scalise will stay majority leader and that Jim Jordan will be voted speaker.
So what is Biden has, I'm trying to figure out where he is, because he hasn't been great.
I don't think he knows, quite
Israel.
Frankly,
where he is. You know where Israel is. Well, he did pledge to restore competence in foreign policy, which included Israel. I don't know what he meant by competence. I guess, you know, that's another political whatever.
This guy's a threat, and he's a danger. And even if it's another Democrat, he needs to go. I mean, the guy is not, his foreign policy is not banging it up. That's for sure.
No, that's for sure. Yeah,
he was supposed to be the serious guy in the room, and not so much.
All right. It's 18 after the hour. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug here on the Good Day program.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at Celebrity News Time. Social media trending stories. We start with Pamela Anderson, who says she feels a weight off her shoulders, and it's not because she had breast surgery, apparently. That's got to be uncomfortable. Am I stupid? I don't know. Women who have big breasts must have a tough time, though, right?
It has some back issues.
Backs? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, anyway, she is candid about her new outlook on beauty, and so this has been Paris Fashion Week, this the last week or so, and she did a video talking about her biggest beauty secret, and she said, these days, don't do anything. How about that? Don't put on makeup. She wear a bra anymore? Some people, the naturalists don't.
She was getting a lot of attention because she went to Paris Fashion Week dressed to the nines, but no makeup, which really, when you think about it, the majority of women out there don't wear makeup, or at least a lot of makeup. And she has said, too, that she didn't intend to do this. She had gotten dressed, and she just loved the outfit, and she was trying to figure out what to do with her makeup, and she didn't want her makeup to compete with the style of what she was wearing. She wanted the clothes to be the focus, and so she was just kind of like, I'm just not going to wear any makeup. And it felt, she said it felt very freeing to her. And she's one of those people that unless she was in front of the camera, she wasn't wearing makeup. If you saw her on the street, she did not have a single thing of makeup on. And that's the thing I think people forget. Most celebrities don't wear makeup because they have to wear so much when they're working.
Well, I also don't want to be recognized, which is probably a good thing in and of itself. So I've always thought she was kind of cool, actually. She's very candid about who she is and kind of always has been. So I think that, it's just, I think it's cool. Anyway.
It is.
She's 56 now. Oof. That'll wake you right up. Okay. Ed Begley. Begley. I pronounce it Begley. Some people say Begley. His father was a great actor. He followed in his father's footsteps for a while. We'll talk about what happened after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections.
Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Ed Begley Jr., been around since the 70s, was a big television star, and then he did some movies as well, and has written about this, his life, in a memoir called To the Temple of Tranquility and Step on It. So not step on the temple, I think get there fast is the suggestion here, right? Apparently he
was nothing. Yeah,
he was nothing short of being a drunk. Alcohol was a big problem, so he was doing this movie with John Belushi, and Belushi was the one who influenced him to stop drinking, or at least got him to think about it. And so did he start on St. Elsewhere? I think that is where he started.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
But it's one of those things of, like, Belushi had said that, dude, this is too much. You are going to kill yourself. You need to settle down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when John Belushi is saying that, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. Something. Belushi noticing it, it's just something. So apparently he's okay now, and I guess that's a good thing. Certainly if you're a Bigley, it is. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause, took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Complaint department, send it to James at USA Radio, not to me. I love this song, actually. I've always liked this song. It's been a fun song. It gets into your head, man, and then it stays, it goes around. Be one of those obsessive songs. Obsessive, possessive, compulsive. All that good stuff. Welcome to Monday. Yep, it's the 9th of October, Native American Day, being celebrated in Montana. They're celebrating in Montana by buying bear spray. The grizzly bear attacks have been really serious in Montana. I have a couple of stations in Montana. I got a little feedback from someone out there after last week. We had another, wasn't there? There were two grizzly bear attacks. One killed a family. The other one...
Yes, there was one. I think on the Canadian side of the border.
Yeah, did you see the picture of the paw? Of the grizzly bear.
I didn't.
My God, it's huge. Woo!
These things really are massive, and you have no idea how massive until you see one, or you see one in video or in pictures, yeah. Next to something else. There's what the one couple who lost their lives. They were walking their dog, and the grizzly got all three of them. I believe they sent distress texts to family yeah. members for yeah. help before yeah. they were fully attacked.
Yeah. All right. For those of you who think the time flies, do you realize it's been 2 months since the wildfires in Maui? 2 months. And apparently travelers are coming back again, as well they should, frankly. I think that's really it's such a beautiful place. God love that. People who live there, it's a cool thing. Powerball jackpot is $1.55 billion. Need I say more? That's pretty appetizing for those of you who think, I got a chance. Well, one thing for sure, you won't win if you don't play. So mm-hmm. help yourself to
that's
that.
That's an absolute.
Uri Geller is going to join us again in about 5 minutes to talk about what's going on, has been going on the last few hours since we talked to him in the Gaza area in Tel Aviv, or his old, he lives in old Gaza, which is a little subset of Tel Aviv. Imagine the alerts that went on over there. I was looking back at our, I was thinking as I listened to some of the audio and the warnings going off in Israel about that test we had last week. Was it last, was last week, wasn't it? The National Emergency Alert System
yes,
test.
Yes, last week. The one that came a few minutes earlier than scheduled.
Yeah. And scared the hell out of a lot of people. And one wonders why there are a lot of conspiratorialists who had some pretty interesting things, some interesting thoughts about it. But one of the side, quote-unquote, benefits of this is that the National Alert System outed a number of prisoners who had phones and not supposed to have phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guards
yeah,
were running
all
around.
Yeah, they were their phones. The phones all went off.
Isn't it amazing? The guys in the Federal Bureau of Prisons really doing your job. Yeah, go get them. Anyway, there were people who knew the test was going to happen, so they turned their phones off, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't
well, but it
confiscate.
Was happening within a 30-minute window. So if you had your phone off but then turned it back on during this 30-minute window, it still would have set off the alert. You would have had to have waited until outside of the 30-minute window.
So why do they not? I guess I never knew. I suppose I maybe can. There's a practical common sense reason for not allowing prisoners to have phones because they can stay, you know, being a criminal as much as anything else. But it just seems the Department of Corrections in Tennessee
running business from behind bars.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Just call your colleagues.
Yeah, it's a felony to have a phone in jail in Tennessee, and it's punishable by a $3,000 fine. So where do they get the $3,000?
Well, it's also a way that the hidden cell phones are also a way for some of the people who are in prisons to collaborate with each other and
figure out how to get out of jail.
Cause some chaos, yeah.
Yep.
Or
right.
or do these like work stoppages or the labor stuff between the different prisons.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a real problem. This is something I want to spend a minute on because you're in Ohio. Over the weekend, a lot of people, including a sixth grade teacher, a college professor, were arrested, charged with human trafficking. This is an elementary school teacher and a college professor. A couple of Air Force members are in this group of 160 mm-hmm. people who were charged with human trafficking all over Ohio.
Well, the ages of those arrested within this operation range from as young as 17 years old, as old as 84. There was an EMT, there were nurses, former law enforcement officers, retirees.
Sickos. This is
this has been a thing.
Yeah. Columbus, Cleveland, Toledo, Akron, Youngstown, mm-hmm. Marietta, down the West Virginia border. I think that would be the best place to do it. Those of you who live in West Virginia, sorry if you take offense to this, but the stuff's not as cool in West Virginia as it is somewhere else.
And there have been so many reports just in the Cleveland area alone of so many missing children. And then a lot of times it was a lot of headlines said, you know, what's happening in Cleveland? But the story itself was all of Ohio. Again, Columbus, yeah. Cincinnati, Dayton, Toledo.
Yeah.
And just all these children going missing, and they were reported. It was reported, and some of these were runaways that happened to get caught up in sex trafficking. Some of them were straight kidnappings.
Were they taking kids out of this woman's classroom? Is she doing
some of the people arrested weren't the human traffickers. They were the ones that were buying. So you had some sellers, but the majority of people arrested were buyers, and then they're using those buyers to track to the rest of the human traffickers.
That's dicey. All right, let's have a good time after all of this stuff. We're going to go into a dicier time because we're going to talk to Uri Geller in Israel in a moment about what's going on over there. So if you want to free yourself of all of this bondage, how about a couple of free nights in Las Vegas just by calling 800-419-DOUG. Help yourself. 800-419-3684. Believe it or not, I've been talking about this on the air for, 3 months now? And the steady number of callers is very interesting because people, they'll hear it and they say, and then they hear it again. They think, well, maybe. And then they hear it again. They say, yeah, I'm calling. So be one of the first 10 callers because they have 10 operators. Talk to you right now at 800-419-DOUG and get a couple of free nights. Maybe you want to stay longer. They'll arrange that for you too. But you get 2 nights free by dialing 800-419-3684. Go to Las Vegas free.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
FDR now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Straight to Israel we go. Uri Geller, the famous mystifier, spoonbender, illusionist, and someone who is a native Israeli, moved back 4, 5, 6, how many years ago now has it been since you moved back to Israel? I've forgotten. Where's Uri?
I'm here.
Hi. Did you hear me? I wondered how many years, I can't remember how many years it's been since you moved back to Israel from England.
Yeah, it's about 7 years, and I just heard you call me an illusionist. What? How on earth did that penetrate your brain?
I don't know.
I'm not an illusionist.
I saw something. Over the years, I've seen all kinds of descriptions of you.
Yeah.
For whatever the reason. Anyway, I know my best description of you is that you're my good friend, and I'm concerned
there
about what's going on there, looking at these buildings and understanding this is not just another invasion. This is not just somebody throwing a grenade over the border. This is serious stuff. So for those who didn't hear you earlier on, why don't you describe what's going on where you are and elsewhere in Israel?
Okay, so what's going on is that 3 days ago we were taken by surprise, and that's what angers me, that our great intelligence did not pick up they're calling me from all over the world. Can you hear me, Doug?
I can hear you, but I can hear Shippy talking to people in the background. Yeah,
yeah, they're calling. The phone is ringing from Fox TV and so forth. But listen, what happened is we were invaded by terrorists who killed over 700 people. It's not killed, it's murdered.
Mm-hmm.
They slaughtered babies, children, men, women, old women. Were kidnapped. Children were kidnapped to Gaza. Babies were kidnapped to Gaza. This is unbelievable. Right now we are in the middle of a war, and no finger pointings. We are going to win this war. Israel is one of the most powerful nations in the world, and that's it. I think that I feel and I know that Iran is behind all this. they're basically kind of diverting the attention of the world.
Let me interrupt you for a second, because, as you know, the United States gave them back $6 billion a few weeks ago in a move that was very controversial by the Biden administration. Is some of the money being used to attack? Is this like a circle, and are we or our government anyway in part responsible for this?
Well, I don't know if responsible, but certainly those billions should have not been given to Iran. Come on, Doug. I mean, I just don't understand. They're liars. They lie through their teeth. They're preparing nuclear bombs that will threaten the whole world, Doug. Yeah. You know, a nuclear bomb exploding in Europe, I mean, that's bad news worldwide, not in America too. Said it's deadly radiation. You know, can be carried by wind all around the world.
What makes people so hateful? What makes people so angry? What makes people so possessed by demons that they want to do stuff like this?
Yeah, you said the right words, demons, because the people who were slaughtered 3 days ago in Israel, there was a big dance community there. They came to do a party, 4,000 men and women. And the terrorists just slaughtered them. The scenes in houses, in the settlements, I don't even want you to go to TikTok and look, because it's just horrendous. They were slaughtered. I've never seen, I mean, the question is, like you said, what's this hatred? I don't know what drives these terrorists to kill this way. Is just shocking, and all of Israel are shocked. We're basically shocked because it was a surprise invasion and we're not ready for it. And then that 4 or 5 hours they were stranded there, all these kibbutzims, the settlements, no help came.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the army? Where were the helicopters, the Apache helicopters? And it's just, it was, you know, everybody was using mobile phones, so you can hear them cry for help. It was really horrendous. Now everything is now, you know, we pulled everything together. The army, the navy, the air force are working harmoniously in just closing down the terrorists. Now, just a few minutes ago, there was a report that there were terror infiltration in the north of Israel. So we might have a war upon us on all fronts.
So this means Gaza, what people don't realize is how small Israel is. I was describing, after you were with me earlier, what it's like to walk out the underneath this city, the old city. There are these tunnels, and you walk out the back of the East Bank, and you see the West Bank, and it's the stone's throw away. Everything is so close. You know, people don't, they think that there's distance. There's no distance. These people are on top. Everybody lives basically together. That's, you know, and so the proximity is one of the things. One of the reasons that surprises everybody is because usually, you know, the Israeli intelligence knows what's going on over there every second of the day.
Yeah. Look, I want to end this conversation by telling everyone that my heart is out there for all the people who were murdered, the ones who were kidnapped. You know, there are casualties on both sides, and mainly kids are being injured on both sides. It's tragic. And, you know, the strange thing about this whole surreal thing is that my charity, Save a Child's Heart, we saved 3,000 Palestinian children with open heart surgery.
It's not the Palestinian children. It's Hamas and Hezbollah. It's not the mainstream Palestinians, but... Man,
no, it's not. We have nothing. No. We have nothing. There's nothing against the Palestinian people.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Action flicks. It's part of the landscape, if you will. All right, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on Monday. We'll get box office totals in a moment. Why are we acknowledging Under Siege, which was the first of those three Steven Seagal movies, wasn't it?
They only did two. Only two. Well, here's the deal. Under Siege, starring Steven Seagal. Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey played the villains. It was directed by Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive. Came out this day in movie history, October 9th, 1992. It was the most successful film, both critically and financially, in the career of Steven Seagal. He produced it for $35 million, which basically this movie's Die Hard on a ship. Die Hard came out in 88. And then what a lot of studios started doing, hey, let's, you know, this movie, this is a good concept. Terrorists take over, you know, a ship, a train, a high-rise building, whatever, plane, and they did that concept many times, but this was Seagal's most success. $156 million, it grossed on a $35 million budget. I think, listen, he's good in it, and it's a good concept, and the villains are great, and they got a good director. People liked it. I remember seeing this a few times in the theater. Now, he came back. And 3 years later, did Under Siege 2, which took place on a train. Didn't do as well. I actually like that film a lot. I find it very entertaining. And I was reading that when he was shooting that film, Seagal, Under Siege 2, he basically would come in every day and rewrite the script. He just rewrote all his own lines. He would point at people and say, I'm going to say this, you say that. So clearly he was very comfortable being completely in charge of what he was doing. Now, by all accounts, many people found him extremely unlikable, very crass. But he did make his mark in feature films in this time period in the 90s. No, there's late 80s, 90s. There's no doubt about it. He had a great screen presence. People, like, if you like this genre, he had a really good screen presence, and some of his movies were actually really good. This was one of them, probably the best one, Under Siege.
All right. I want to find out what the box office totals were, and we'll do that right after this.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, Chugger, what did the box office look like this weekend?
Well, the big story was Exorcist Believer, which opened to weak reviews, much to probably the disappointment to the boardroom at Universal Studios. $27 million. Now, considering the film was produced for like $30 million, that's not a bad opening, but the problem, as I stated last week, is Universal paid $400 million for the rights to 3 Exorcist films. I read in the Hollywood Reporter that most likely, although it won't be publicly announced, David Gordon Green, who did the Halloween reboot franchise and now this first installment, most likely will not direct part 2 and 3 of this rebooted franchise. Where you go from here, to be honest, as I said to you off air, Doug, there's really no story to tell. The story was told in the original Exorcist in 73, which is the greatest horror movie of all time. Paw Patrol placed second, 11.7, $37 million in 2 weeks. Saw 10, round out the top three, 8.1, $32 million, 2 weeks of release. This weekend, you got the Taylor Swift. I don't know if you heard of that Taylor Swift, Doug, but she has this concert. She has this I don't know if Jay's heard of her. Maybe she's heard of her. This concert film coming out Thursday night, which is just supposed to do gangbuster business at the box office.
Yeah.
Every other movie.
There are a lot of pre-sold tickets, too.
That's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Are you going to see it, Doug? I might. Yeah. I'm curious. I might go.
All right. There's a Mean Girls reunion that's been proposed for Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, and Lacey, is it Chabert?
Who's proposing it? Who's proposing?
I don't know. The three of them, maybe?
Okay.
Reunion? Right. They want to do a commercial project, supposedly, together. Right. So, I mean, this goes back to 2004 when they all pretty much first got started, I think. All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll hold our breath for that one, Chucker.
Hold on.
All right. Okay, good. 59.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.